and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, K Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
I have paint. I hope you guys don't notice this because we're going to have people come in today, but I have paint on my fingernails and under my fingernails.
Hold your hands up.
We'll see.
But it looks like I painted my nails, like I went to a place and got my nails painted. Remember the old manicure that you would get where, like, the tips were white?
The French manicure?
Yeah, it looks like I have that. We decided, my wife convinced me on Saturday morning we should paint the living room.
Hey!
Oh.
And then we should paint the kitchen.
It's a family project.
And then we should paint the reading room. And now once you painted everything, you got to keep on painting. And like, if you guys were going to set on a painting project, Kelly, would it be one room a weekend, or how would you do it?
It depends on mood and what's going on. Like, we've done it before to where it takes us a while, and then other times where we've been like, let's just get it done no matter what. Let's pull an all-nighter and go.
And that's the mood that I was in. Because I'm like, if we're going to do it, let's just go ahead and paint everything. So we have the kitchen, the living room, and most of the reading nook.
Did you have to do primer as well?
No, we didn't need the primer.
Okay, that's
good.
Jeez,
dude, you did all of that in one weekend?
Are you sore?
My wife is really sore.
My back
Did
hurts.
She do all the work?
No, she didn't do the work. She did the hard work.
You probably made her do all the trim like Joey does with me.
That's what she likes to do, though. And then I paint the big parts of the wall, and I'm like, hurry up over there.
See? It's not that she likes to do it. It's she wants it done right.
Yeah, she's much more meticulous than me.
Yeah.
I would argue that you did most of the work there because who covered more square footage?
That's it. I'm telling you. I did more work this weekend.
I believe it.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Monday, October 29th of 2018, and the U.S. Attorney General's office intends to pursue the death penalty against Robert Bowers. Now, he's been accused of shooting and killing 11 people in a Pittsburgh synagogue.
Lottery officials say two winning Powerball tickets were sold for the $688 million jackpot. One ticket was sold in a small Iowa town, and the other was sold in New York City.
And the Boston Red Sox completed one of the greatest seasons in baseball history last night as they defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-1 to win the World Series.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
David, describe your weekend in a couple of words.
I've got three.
Okay.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's four words.
Oh.
It's early. It is.
What do you mean? What is that?
It's the new game that came out over the weekend. It might be the best game I've ever played in my life. Oh, legit. Man. Legit. Not even kidding.
Is
it's
it
awesome.
Shoot 'em up game?
Shoot 'em up.
Is it
one of those new shoot 'em up games?
That's what I'm wondering.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So Halloween's coming up on Wednesday, yet evidently most adults went to a Halloween party over the weekend. Yet I was not invited.
I thought the same thing. I still saw it on Sunday, and I was like, how did I not get invited to at least one of these?
They're probably scared what you would end up wearing, David.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, looking through his Instagram and stuff, you never know.
It's Halloween every day for him.
Oh, man.
Like today, look at that outfit. That's hilarious.
What's so bad about this?
Huh?
It's just a shirt.
Black looks good on you, David.
It does.
Thanks.
Did you get invited to a Halloween party?
No.
Son of a gun, what's wrong with us? If you all had a Halloween party and did not invite us, you should feel ashamed.
We're sad.
Because legit, I saw all these people on social media. I was doing my Instagram scroll, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's parties. What happened? Why wasn't I invited? And then there's people that I saw that I was like, dang, I can't believe she wore that to a party.
Halloween always seems like the time that it's okay to do that or something.
You know what? I think I'm going to declare this today. I believe Halloween is now my favorite holiday.
Yeah!
It surpassed all the others. It's even better than my birthday. Really? Did you notice?
Yes, I noticed. How did I not
notice?
There's people who look like, you know, they go to the office and they're probably, you know, all like, you know, not...
Professional?
Very professional. Right? That's probably the best way to say it. And then they go out on Halloween, and you're like, whoa, look at you.
Anything
Let
else.
Loose.
Sexy police officer. Woohoo. And yet we weren't invited to not one party.
Not a single one.
We're going to have to fix that for next year.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's got your gossip.
And we got your gossip on Channing Tatum, Jenna Dewan. When you thought that maybe they could get back together, maybe some kind of reconciliation, that's not going to be the case. It is officially official. They are getting a divorce. They've been split up for right around 6 months or so, and they're just now getting to filing the papers. It looks like it's been a pretty easy split for the two. They're just trying to handle things with their kids, and they're also romantically moving on. Channing Tatum is dating Jessie J, and Jenna, this one kind of got to me a little bit. On the day the papers were filed on Friday night, she was spotted with a new mystery man at a Halloween party, and they were busted making out.
Ooh.
Do you think that's adding salt to the wound just a little bit?
You know, maybe a little bit, but she felt like a free woman.
That's right.
You remember? Never. Hey, got your gossip on Demi Lovato. Check this out. Her mother is saying that Demi Lovato is now 90 days sober.
That's awesome.
If you remember, she was the one who had the overdose and the paramedics rushed to the house. Demi's mom says, and I quote, "I couldn't be more thankful or more proud of her because addiction being a disease, it's work." So congratulations to Demi Lovato.
Got to gossip on Rita Ora and one of probably the best Halloween costumes I've ever seen. And I love seeing what celebrities come up with to try to outdo each other on Halloween. So Rita Ora didn't disappoint. She posted a photo over the weekend of her dressed up as the one and only Post Malone. Now, Rita Ora is really, really pretty, okay? But when you're scrolling through these pictures and you see what you think is Post Malone, and you have to look really, really close to see that it's not Post Malone. But she posted this picture, and she posted several pictures. So it's pretty funny. If you haven't seen it, it's worth a look. Have you seen it yet?
I saw it. I saw one of them. I haven't seen the whole gallery. And when I saw one of them, I looked at it, and I was like, there's no way that's Rita Ora. I can't even see Rita Ora's face behind this. It's weird.
I know. So if you haven't seen it, check it out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Can I tell you one of the greatest things I've ever done?
Go ahead.
Okay, so the other day, we get back from Valley View, and we've hidden Kelly's jacket. And Kelly can't find her jacket anywhere. And it was literally hiding inside the barrel. So she's looking everywhere. She spends 15 or 20 minutes. We finally convince her that she left her jacket at Valley View. So Kelly is ready to leave for Valley View.
Getting in my car to go to Valley View to get my jacket.
David sends her the picture of the jacket. She comes in to get the jacket. She's fired up. She's mad at David. She gets the jacket, but she left her car unlocked and running.
Correct.
So I see the fact that she's coming into the building, and I hop in the back seat of the car.
Oh, man.
And I crouch down. I'm like way down there, and I'm thinking, there's no way she's not going to see me. She opens the door. She sits down. She gets ready to put it in reverse, and I go, and what she did, let me turn to the side so I don't bust your eardrums. Just like that, but she shot her arms into like a weird L shape, and she just looked forward and was screaming.
Because here's the thing, I knew it was you, and like even though you scared me, I was just like, oh man, but that's probably the worst anyone has ever scared me.
And then I thought, man, if only I would have sent this to her brother. Her brother would have thought that was the greatest thing ever.
I cannot get over it, because when you got out of my car and were running, laughing, you had your phone in your hand. I was like, oh my gosh, he got it on camera, and it's going to be everywhere.
I wish you did.
Dude, literally, her arms went, boom, straight to this L shape, and she just screams and looks out. Like, if somebody were really there to get her, she'd have been got.
Well, somebody that's really going to get me is not going to scream, boo.
Boo! Gotcha! Can I tell you one other thing that I thought of? And this is awful. And then I'm going to move past this.
What?
I started thinking, what if I hear or smell something uncomfortable as she gets in the car.
Oh, man.
Because you know how...
Well, that didn't happen, Brandon.
Because what if she was like, oh, finally, I'm done. And she's getting into the car.
Let it rip.
Dumb.
I did have that thought legitimately as I was laying in her back seat.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, so police in Wales were on the hunt for a man named Jamie. And Jamie could not be found. So the police in Wales decided to make a Facebook post about Jamie. Where to find him. And Jamie himself was the one who actually commented. This is not a very good decision.
No.
And he said, "You lot will never find us."
But hang on,
Did I sound kind of British? "You lot will never find us."
Is that the English he used or broken English?
That's what I'm trying to use.
Okay, yeah.
Because he used the word
"lot."
I don't know if that.
"You lot will never catch us." Does that sound better?
It doesn't get from Ireland.
Yeah, it doesn't get better. I'm just going to give you a heads up. It's not getting better.
I could go Irish. Oh, you lot will never catch us.
Okay, it's better. All That's right. great. That's it. Nailed it.
Well, for Jamie, it didn't quite work out because he got busted in less than 12 hours. Mm. And this is great. When police got there and talked to him, they said, all right, next time we try and find you, we'll give you a head start counting to 10. Mm. Which is pretty funny in itself. Yeah. But, you know, it was on Facebook, and I read this deal where Facebook is a lot like jail. Have you ever read that?
Ooh. No, I haven't read that.
Yeah, because you have a profile picture, you sit around all day writing on walls, and you get poked by guys you don't really know.
Really, David?
That's a good one.
What? I thought it was good.
That's great, David. What are you, on HBO or something?
Oh, please. There's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. It's David, the barrel boy. Happy Monday, everybody. Halloween's coming up. Kai decided he wanted to go and watch some Halloween stuff on YouTube. So we turned on some Michael Myers stuff. I don't know if you guys know this, but it might not be the best stuff to watch with your 9-year-old.
Oh, really?
No.
Even the behind the scenes, because I thought behind the scenes it won't be scary because, you know, it's behind the scenes.
It shows, yeah.
It shows you how they do it. Mm-hmm. But still, when you see somebody go and, like, slash somebody, it's weird.
Because it looks real.
It does. And, like, I don't know. I've never been one of those guys who wanted to watch those types of horror, scary movies.
Really?
Never been like
that. Yeah.
Some of them are okay. Like, I watched Hellraiser the other day, and I was like, eh.
It's funny to watch them now. The ones that I was so scared of as a kid, Now they're not as scary.
They're like 30 and 40 years old.
But it's weird because, like, I'm trying to think of, like, good Halloween movies. I can't tell you one that I like.
Really?
Like, my wife, oh my gosh, Hocus Pocus is celebrating its 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
And this might be, that and The Sound of Music, I think, are her two favorite movies ever. And she says it reminds her of sitting around with her mother watching that movie when she was younger.
Yeah.
And she's like, they used to laugh and laugh and laugh. She still laughs at that movie, even though she's seen it a trillion times.
Mm-hmm.
She still laughs like it's the first time she's seen it.
I'll have to think of a good Halloween one. I'm not sure.
Because, like, is that the only funny one? Are there other funny ones?
I've never seen Hocus Pocus before.
So no, people... They're addicted to it.
And right now, with it being the 25th anniversary, there's so many people dressing up as that group of ladies.
Yeah. Well, we walked into a Halloween store. They had those costumes here. And I think Leslie wanted to buy them just because she likes the outfits.
She just wants to wear them around town.
Like, there is a part of the movie where all the girls are walking through. And I guess, like, the whole concept is they've been dropped back into, like, modern day times. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're real witches. But there's a part where they've been dropped off, I guess, in the middle of the neighborhood, and there's kids dressed up for Halloween, but they don't realize the kids are dressed for Halloween, and they're scared of the kids.
Right.
Which is pretty funny. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of other Halloween movies.
They're either scary or they're hocus pocus. Yeah. I don't think there's other funny ones.
I don't really think there is. Ghostbusters considered a Halloween movie? It has, like, ghosts in it.
Is it set around Halloween?
Not really.
I don't think so.
See, that's what makes me wonder, like, what makes a good Halloween movie? Because with Christmas, you know, it's like...
Masks.
They're all there on Christmas, you know? But Halloween movies, it's not really on.
But Halloween's kind of a scary holiday anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or now it's the we're good-looking stuff holiday.
Oh, my God.
So I like Halloween. I'm saying it again. Halloween is my new favorite holiday.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Instagram. We appreciate you.
I applaud.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Congratulations to our volleyball state champs, man. Jonesboro High School, Valley View, Crowley's Ridge Academy, all state champs.
Great job, ladies.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So, I remember when I played volleyball.
Do you?
I played at Westside.
No, come on.
We had a celebrity game there one time.
Yes, thank you.
And I served. And when I served, I didn't really know what to do. I went underhanded.
Oh,
and I went, bam! And I shot that sucker straight to the roof, and it hit the scoreboard and came right back down, and everyone laughed at me.
Oh, man.
It reminded me of PE when I was young.
Aw.
Guess who was picked last? Raise your hand.
Aw.
Me and David both? No way. Were you really?
Yes, Air 5.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have one question for the two of you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, October the 29th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Brandy Sprinkle of Jonesboro. Barry Phillips, also from Jonesboro, celebrates today. Glenda Estes, happy birthday. Diane Jenkins of Jonesboro celebrates today. Barry Ebby of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Will Moore from Wynn. Dina Guffey of Jonesboro has a birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Carla Turner of Lepanto celebrates. Junior Snyder of Pocahontas, 49, says, "We love you, Dad." And happy birthday goes out to Anne Marie Birch of Jonesboro, who celebrates today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's the wife of Eric Birch. I don't know how she puts up with it. Do you?
No, I don't.
Anyway, happy birthday. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say, happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Gabrielle Union turning 46 years old today. She is the star of BET's Being Mary Jane, and she's also married to Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat.
Cool.
Winona Ryder, she turns 47 today.
It's not Winona.
Oh, is it Winona? Winona?
My Winona.
Anyway.
Yeah.
She turns 47.
Oh, this gives me chills.
And that's Joyce Byers on Stranger Things.
Oh, she is, isn't she? What was the movie she was in with Angelina Jolie?
Girl Interrupted.
Yeah, that was good too.
Why are you talking like that?
I just feel like with this kind of music, you almost have to talk like this.
This is a Halloween show.
Yeah.
You're watching Stranger Things on Netflix. Right?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Winona Ryder. Okay, that's enough. Okay, I'll take that back and pretend I never did any of that.
Delete that from the podcast.
Yep.
All right, Kate Jackson is 70, Sabrina Duncan on Charlie's Angels, and Randy Jackson from the Jackson 5 turning 57. I've been there to comfort you, build my
world of dreams around you. I'm so glad that I found you. I don't think David really understands.
I know.
I don't really know this one.
You don't know that one? Do you know this one? All right, let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Carla Turner, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
That Jimmy Allen song, Best Shot, it was the song of the weekend at my house.
Did you listen to it
good one.
On repeat as you painted?
God, we did. And like Kai's listening to, what's the name of the song? Is it Juice WRLD?
Yeah, the Lucid Dreams one?
That's what it, yeah, that's it. I think the band is Juice WRLD?
Yeah, Juice WRLD.
He's listening to that. You can hear that playing in his room while he's gaming. And me and Leslie are jamming to Jimmy Allen.
That's funny.
But man, that's a good song.
It is.
It's like, man, for your first single, that's good stuff.
Hit you good.
All right, so let's do some country music news. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Crazy news with Miranda Lambert. So a female fan got a little too rowdy at a Pistol Annie's concert at the Ryman in Nashville, and Miranda didn't like it. So picture this. Everybody's sitting down watching the show, enjoying it, except for this one woman. And this one woman is in front of the stage, and she's dancing, and she's waving her arms and distracting everyone. And the ushers tried to get her to leave, but she didn't go. So Miranda stops the show, tells the woman to go sit back down, but she refuses to leave. So Miranda hands her guitar to her bandmate, bends over, grabs the woman's hand, and leads her off the stage.
Oh, man.
So she came back and continued the song, but here's some audio of what happened. Oh, yeah.
Still in our show tonight, you're gonna have to go sit down. This is our night right here. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, the wild thing is, here's what's crazy about that. Like, there's a part of me like, man, Miranda, you helped everybody else in the venue, right?
Right.
But then there's the part of me that says, that woman paid too.
Yeah. She did. It kind of, like, I didn't think about it like that, but she did.
Yeah, I mean, she was having fun, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's a wild story. You don't hear many like that.
I know. To see the full video, head to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
And Carrie Underwood, we know that she's going to have a baby not too far in the future, but we also know that she is now moving. She posted the photo of the moving company as she and her husband, Mike, and their baby, Isaiah, are moving to a new home. And it made me think, I wonder if she's moving because she fell in the old house.
Aww.
And she doesn't want that memory.
Maybe.
To it.
So, because, I mean, you know how sometimes you attach certain situations to certain things, and that could be one of those things that she attaches.
All right, so if I told you Brett Young has come out with a new love song, would you call me crazy? Because the dude has.
Awesome.
Brett Young has a new song. It is called Ticket to L.A., and here's your first listen to new music from Brett Young on KFine.
It was midnight in the middle of JFK, trying to take a mind off the falling rain. I was saying anything to make her laugh, never wanted anything so bad. She got me wishing that she could stay, doesn't even know that I missed my plane. Now there ain't a single thing I wouldn't trade for a ticket to L.A. Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, a ticket to L.A. Yeah.
If you want to check out that new song, the video that comes along with it, check out the BBITM blog. It's on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It looks like we'll get quite a bit of rain for Halloween. Like, it could mess up trick-or-treating.
I've decided to dress up as Noah.
Oh, my gosh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
One of us is lucky to be alive today, this morning. And, man, when we saw the images of what happened and the fact that one of us was within, you know, inches of probably, you know, not being here this morning, it's really crazy.
Yeah.
So, David, if I were to say which one of us is the worst driver.
Kelly.
Don't set it up like that, Brandon, because number one, it wasn't my fault.
Actually, I have audio of Kelly driving around town the other day. I was actually riding with her to one of our events. And this is us. It's kind of noisy when we were out there. This is us.
Man.
We were on our way to get fast food.
Sounds like a NASCAR race going on.
Yeah, that's how she drives all the time. Okay, not really.
I wasn't ready for that. I'm sorry.
No, legit. Kelly sent David and I a picture, and we're like, oh my gosh, is everything okay?
Yeah, I just I got rear-ended, and it was like a 4-car pileup.
Mm.
So if you were stopped in traffic yesterday on on Red Wolf and Aggie, it was because of me.
So your car, basically, like, you see those wrecks where you're like, how did anybody get up and walk out of that?
Uh-huh.
Her car was like an accordion. She hit somebody in front of her because they came to a quick stop. Mm-hmm. And then the car behind, of course, wasn't ready to stop either.
Yeah.
And it's like, bam. If somebody would have been in your back seat, would that have been the end?
One of the main things that freaked me out is normally I have all three of them, my kids, with me at that time. And I just happened to have Kurt with me. He was in the front seat with me. So luckily, I did not have them. But yeah, it probably would have been a little different if people were in the back seat.
Mm. So kind of paint the picture, because I haven't heard the story yet. You're driving down Red Wolf, which is a busy road anyway.
Yeah.
What time of day is it?
It's between 3 and 3:45.
So people are out.
It was busy. Yeah, it was really busy.
Somebody just came to a quick stop?
Yeah, I won't go into all the details, but somebody in front of the car in front of me.
Oh.
Something happened, and, you know, all that. We had to, you know, do all this paperwork. But I was standing outside at that intersection for like an hour.
Okay. Oh.
But my car is totaled. Like, there's pieces of my car probably still there.
Golly.
But yeah, when I
first
got out
thoughts
of,
when it happened.
Is my son okay?
Did you know, like, did you have any reaction time, or was it so fast? It was like, bam, bam, bam.
No, I don't even know how to explain it. There's no, like, you don't have even time to react. Like, it was so quick. It happens. Everything happens so quick. Because you're going with traffic. It's flowing. Oh. You're going 35, 40 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden to come to a drastic stop and then, you know, get hit from behind too.
Sheesh.
So as long as my son was okay, I was good. And then I put my car into park. My immediate thought was, I'm okay. I want to go check on everybody else. Mm. So I went and checked on the guy in front of me and the guy behind me. and they were fine. But they were wondering, they didn't think I was going to get out of my car.
Is your car the worst?
Yeah.
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 It looked awful. She sent that thing and we're like, oh my gosh.
I should. I guess I could post it on Instagram. Yeah. It's just awful. The back of it to just kind of show you like how bad it was. So I'm in my husband's truck this morning.
Yeah. I hope you have insurance.
I do, and everyone did.
Can you imagine, like, if your insurance lapsed in that, like, the day before?
Well, you know what? That's another thing that went through my head was, I have everything? Is everything current? Let me make sure my license is in my purse. I have my registration,
my insurance.
That makes
me want to go outside right now to make sure I have all that stuff on me.
Well, I know. And what's crazy, I wasn't going to get out of my car. I wasn't planning on getting out of my car. Right. So there was no makeup. I had on sunglasses and a hat and, you know, bad clothes.
Oh, no.
And I had to get out in front of, you know, all that traffic. So I was happy that I wore everything that I needed to in the car.
What?
Like the seatbelt?
Well, yeah, we did have on our seatbelts. Always good. Wear your seatbelts.
Yeah. Will this change the way you drive? Like, legitimately, will it make you more nervous in the car?
I was nervous coming to work this morning. And there's no one out on the road. Yeah.
It's because you realize how quick it can be.
And I'm sore this morning, but, you know, I'm good. Thankful.
We'll check on you tomorrow because I think as time goes on, I think you get more sore.
Yeah, yeah.
So you are going to post it?
Yeah, I'll post it. Just go to Instagram and it's going to be on Kelly on KFIN. That's my handle.
Nailed it.
Hey.
Thank you.
That's my handle.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We spent time over the weekend painting and rearranging, and that meant the music was going to my house basically all weekend.
Isn't that a great feeling, though, just making everything new?
God, and then when you have the music cranked and it's the right music, it kind of sets the mood, and you're like, I love the weekends. I never want to go back to work. David, music on at your place over the weekend. What you got?
You know, I've been listening to a ton of Panic at the Disco, and especially High Hopes.
See you as being a Panic at the Disco guy.
I love that new song and this one too.
Oh, it's Saturday night.
This reminds me of college football.
Does it?
Yeah. I think they had that on like a college football promo and I was like, that's perfect.
I think that's wild though. David and Panic at the Disco.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have predicted that. Kelly, what's playing at your house?
You know what? As I was cleaning and decorating for like Thanksgiving and pumpkins and all that kind of stuff, you'd think I'd do something seasonal. But yeah. No, I did Pink.
Oh, which one's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Well, all of them, but I think my favorite of hers would be Perfect.
Pretty, pretty, please, don't you ever, ever feel like you're
that's good.
Less than
but as I was listening, she has so many.
Yeah, some really good upbeat stuff and some good ballads, too. I like Pink. Well, y'all had this really upbeat stuff. I told you one of my songs was by Jimmy Allen, that song Best Shot. 'Cause
when you smile, I see the sun sink down on a
I love this song.
It's good.
It's my favorite one on the radio right now. And then I was playing some music for my wife. I'm like, hey, I want you to hear this song. It's an Arkansas guy from Little Rock. Justin Moore found him. He heard him on TV. Adam Hambrick.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole idea of this song, when you listen to the three different verses, it's like you're young and you're silly. You're in a new relationship. And then you have a kid. So think about this. You have a kid, the kid's crying in the middle of the night, and you have to go and rock the baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty sweet.
'Cause when you're young, your whole world is bloodshot eyes. Watch the sunrise, sleep when you die, phase and laugh. It's a full heart, falling hard, singing songs to her in the dark. And drinking up every moment till it's gone, just rocking all night.
So legit, I heard this interviewer, he was talking about, he wrote that song kind of in his head. He was singing to the baby, trying to get the baby to go back to sleep. And that's where he was rocking all night long. So it's not just about, like I was thinking, just rocking. I listened to some Eric Church and Desperate Man. The whole album. It's good. And of course, I love Casey Musgraves. And I found a new Casey Musgraves that I think we all need to live by. It's called Biscuits.
Oh, there you got me.
Have you heard the song Biscuits?
No.
How would you think Biscuits goes?
Biscuits and gravy are so good.
It doesn't exactly go like that. It goes more like this.
Just hoe your own row and raise your own babies. Smoke your
That's my next tattoo.
David was close.
I was real close.
But that's my next tattoo. Mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy.
Yes, awesome. Make it happen.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's something I think I need to get off my chest this morning. I had a dramatic instance at a restaurant. I got confronted, basically.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Was it awkward?
It was very awkward after the fact. Okay, let me explain. Because I was invited out to the new Pintails restaurant in Waldenburg.
Okay.
It was like 8 of us, I think.
What do they have?
Oh, they have steaks. They have oysters. They have...
Ooh, really?
Beer. Oysters? Yeah. It's like an oyster bar thing.
Really?
Yeah. So
why was I not invited? I didn't get invited to Halloween parties or that.
You were painting.
But I could have been invited. Yeah. I would rather be invited and turn it down.
Maybe that's why you don't get invited
anymore. Because you turn it down too much, bro.
I'll start accepting things.
All right.
Especially Halloween parties. Where girls dress up in, where girls dress up in cute outfits. Hey,
what are you wearing there? You dork.
Me.
Yes, you.
I was just kidding.
No, you weren't.
You make things so weird.
Anyway, we went to go eat at Pintails. Great food, great atmosphere, great new place. I just told you that. They have the Walden Burger.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, it was good. Anyway, so we went to go eat at Pintails. It was a good time. We had a lot of fun as a family. It was a big group of us. But as I was walking out, there was a former teacher of mine. You probably heard me talk about her. Miss Mack was in there.
Yeah.
And so we were just talking or whatever. And as I was standing there talking to her, this waitress came up to me. And she didn't say a word. She just looked at me and handed her hand out to me. And in her hand was a note.
Right.
So I just took the note.
Trying to get that phone number.
Yeah, digits, man.
And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But I didn't want to be rude talking
to my
teacher.
In front of your girlfriend?
No, she wasn't even there.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, which made it
You like to go out when she's not around, don't you?
With my parents, yeah. Let's go pick up some chicks here. Hey.
You said hook.
Well, anyway. You made that weird.
Nope.
Anyway, so this waitress came up to me. She handed me this deal. And I didn't want to be rude to my teacher, so I didn't open up the note. And so me and my teacher kept talking. Then finally, as I was leaving, I opened up the note.
Okay.
And, well, I just sent it to y'all.
What?
Hang on. You can't read it to us?
I'm not sure if I can.
Oh, my gosh.
You were hit on.
Call me, big guy.
Do you see the phone number?
Let's call it right now.
No, we can't.
I don't know if I can say that.
No, we're not going to say that because what if it's somebody's real number?
Well, we looked it up and I think it is.
Let's call it.
You think it's this person's
number? No, it is not. It is not. No.
So why do you think they did this to you?
I don't know. That's what I wanted to get off my chest. It's like... What is this?
Well, David, you're a good catch. I mean, maybe she didn't realize that you were engaged.
Oh.
No, but this looks like, to me, this looks like a different type of thing. Can I give you the last four digits of the phone number? The last four digits are M-A-L-E, male.
And that's how they're written on there.
M-A-L-E. It's 870-beep-beep-beep, M-A-L-E. Call me big guy.
Smiley face.
Yeah. All right,
David.
Are you thinking this is the waitress?
I don't think so.
Do you think she's the messenger?
I think she was the messenger from someone.
From who?
I don't know.
Who do you think sent it?
I have no idea who did that.
We're going back today.
Yeah.
Today?
I need to know if you were a part of this, did you send a call me big guy letter to David, a little note?
I want to know because I have no idea what happened.
Let's call the number.
No, we cannot call that number.
Do
no,
do it.
No,
no, we're gonna call.
No,
the number.
We can't call that number.
Why can't we call
Brandon,
the number?
Will you stop? Don't.
Why
call
can't
the,
we call the?
Don't
the number.
Call the number because I said
do
so.
Do it.
Don't. Who are you calling?
Should we call it?
Don't call the number.
Should we?
Yes.
No.
Do it.
What are you gonna say?
Nothing because I don't want
to
call.
You're gonna
the
have
number.
To say something.
Just say, "Hey, this is Big Guy," and then see what they say.
Yeah, Big Guy. Why did that not work? Let's try again. It's not going through.
Uh-oh, you broke the phone.
What is happening?
Yeah, you're messing stuff up.
Is this the right number?
I don't know.
Sit down.
I am sitting down.
You can't come over here.
Oh, my goodness.
Why did you dial this number?
Should we do it?
Yes.
Should we put you in the awkward spot?
Hang up.
Don't hang up.
Hang up.
Get your hand off the button.
Hang up.
Get your hand off the button. Who is it?
I don't know.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
And we got your gossip on Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan. Channing Tatum. Did it sound like I said Chanting Tatum?
Maybe.
Anyway, this is not a story about them getting back together. In fact, this is a story of them officially getting a divorce. They've been split up for around 6 months now, but they're just now getting to the point where they're filing the papers. But they're also moving on romantically. Channing is actually dating Jessie J. Jenna, on the day the papers were filed, was spotted with a mystery man at a Halloween party, and the two were basically making out.
Really? Day one?
Day one, and it makes me wonder, is that a little bit of the salt in the wound, maybe?
Well, he was dating Jessie J first.
Still, though.
I don't know. That's kind of a rough situation.
So he was kissing her before they were even officially split up.
But, I mean, on the day the papers are filed, come on.
It's like she waited for that moment.
I think she did.
Hey, check this out. Got your gossip on Demi Lovato. Good news on her. Her mother has tweeted that Demi is 90 days sober.
That's
awesome. Remember, Demi had the issue in her home where she OD'd and then needed to go to the hospital for numerous days. Her mother says that she couldn't be more thankful or proud of her daughter because a disease like what she's battling, drug addiction, is a lot of work. And she's very proud of her baby girl.
Got your gossip on Rita Ora. So I love seeing what certain celebrities will do to try to outdo each other on Halloween as far as their costumes go. So Rita Ora was on point. She posted a photo over the weekend of her dressed up as the one and the only Post Malone. Now, if you haven't seen it, it's worth a look, especially if you appreciate Halloween costumes. But I was scrolling on Instagram this weekend. You know, a lot of celebrities had parties they went to. And I saw her picture, and it was on Rita Ora, and you can't tell it's her. She has tattoos on her face, and even on her hands and wrists and everything. She had someone draw every tattoo on her. It's crazy how similar it is.
Y'all, she wins Halloween.
I know.
Like, legit. She wins Halloween all the way. When I saw this, I thought it was Post Malone.
Right.
And then when I saw that it was Rita Ora, I was trying to look to find Rita Ora, and I can't find Rita Ora.
At all. Man. But if you want to check it out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You really missed the boat today, Brandon. I'm disappointed in you.
That's awkward to say at this point in the show. I thought we've had a pretty good show so far.
Yeah.
You know, I would say it's good, but there's one big element that you've been missing out on all day long. I just don't even know what to think about you anymore.
I'd like World to know Series? What that is.
We talked about that a little bit.
Not the World Series. Not anything to do with over the weekend. Today is National Cat Day.
Oh. I'm sorry I missed that, everybody. I apologize.
And I can't believe that.
Let me see if that's a big hashtag that I might have missed.
It's got to be the biggest
National
one, bigger
Cat
than the World
Day.
Series or Red Dead Redemption 2.
I didn't realize
anything.
You were so passionate about National Cat Day.
Because I love kitties.
Oh, wow. There's actually on Twitter, there's in the last hour, 2,500 tweets about National Cat Day.
Did you mean 25 million?
In the last hour, there's 25 million tweets about it. But National Cat Day must be a big deal, I guess.
It is a big deal.
I don't have
deal.
A cat anymore.
I
you know,
don't
I've
either.
Had cats before.
Oh, I love cats. I have 4 cats right now, and over my lifetime, I think we've had 8.
Well, I'm more of a dog person.
Do they
honestly.
All sleep with you in your bed?
Some do.
Like, if I could find a cat that looks like a lion or a tiger, because I've seen those before online, but they're really expensive.
You can get a big bushy cat and then just get it shaved like a lion.
Yeah, you can do
that. I've seen
that
before, too. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, man. I'm not good with the litter box deal. And I don't want the cat to be outside all the time because it's my cat. I want my cat to be hanging out in my house.
I think that I would like to have a cat, but my whole family is allergic. So I just don't ever think about it.
Just get over it. There are shots.
I'll tell my family to get over it.
There are allergy shots.
Who takes care of the litter box at your house?
It's a joint effort. We all kind of jump in.
It's probably your mom.
No, we all
jump in. Is everything at your parents' house a joint effort? I'm just saying, y'all pitch in and help each other.
Yes.
For people who listen a lot, that's pretty good.
That was.
For people who enjoy the podcast, that's pretty
that
good.
That was for you. David is speechless.
Anyway,
like
it's National
Shay.
Cat Day. We should all celebrate.
What if we don't have a cat?
Well, I have some stats I want to read for you.
No, we don't need cat stats.
It's the top 20
David,
things
no,
about
no,
cats.
No,
top 20?
No, not cat stats, no.
Here we go. 44% of people say they have a cat. And around 3 out of 5 of those people only have one cat.
Why are you talking like that?
14% of people, this is stat number 2 out of 20. In fact,
do we
it's
have
25.
To do all 20?
The top 25 things about cats.
No, we're not going to do
please.
That.
14% of people say they're a cat person.
No, that's
why
not.
Is he talking like
I
this?
Don't even know.
And just under half of the cat owners say, I love you to their cats.
Do you say I love you to your cat?
I love my cats. Of course I do.
But do you say it?
Yes, and I even kiss them.
How do you say it? Exactly. Like, look, this mouse right here from your computer is the cat.
Let's
How
see.
Would you say hello? And I love you.
Hey, big fella, I love you.
That's your animal voice?
Yeah.
Hey, my, big fella.
My cats are rambunctious.
What does that mean?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Halloween's coming up on Wednesday, and over the weekend we decided to watch some scary stuff, right? Kai mm-hmm. wanted to watch the scary stuff. Mm-hmm. He wanted to watch Michael Myers and Chucky and Freddy Krueger.
And so, he's going to sleep with y'all forever for the rest of his life.
We legitimately watched about 20 seconds of each, and we're like, done. Because we were looking for clips on YouTube. I wanted him to see that it was scary, but not be... like totally scary.
Yeah, like yeah. gory almost.
Yeah, and it was kind of like, here comes somebody to slash somebody's throat.
Yeah.
So we're looking through all this Halloween stuff, and we find this video of Chrissy Teigen going through a haunted house with somebody from the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all. I guess they send this guy through every year. It is so funny to watch people's reactions inside a haunted house.
I can't do haunted houses. I literally cannot. Anytime I've ever been to one, like we used to do a lot of radio remotes at one. And I'd be out there and they would say, you want to go through? And I was like, you know what? I'll like walk through, but you promise you can't scare me. And even then I'm like jumping at everything.
Can we please, please go through a local one at the show with the show?
No.
Just us three.
I refuse to.
Why?
Because I used to go to the Flight Line of Fear in Gosnell, right there by Blyville.
Yeah.
And that was a huge haunted house. We'd be there multiple times per year. And I went through one time out of all those years of going. And here's what happens when they know I'm going through a haunted house. And I'll never forget it. Even at the JC's used to have a haunted house at the old fairgrounds. When they see me out there, they decide it's funnier to ramp it up a little bit.
We'll disguise you.
I don't have a good disguise. I wore a disguise out over the weekend and people thought it was stupid.
Who's people?
People on social media thought I was dumb. Because I went out. We went out to eat on Friday and I was ready just to kind of chill and be a little bit incognito. So I had a jacket on and I put my do-rag on and I pulled it down kind of low.
I saw a picture of you and your wife. Y'all look cute.
A disguise is supposed to help you blend in. That makes you stand out.
Well, here's the other problem, and I didn't think about this until somebody pointed it out on my social media. My shirt said Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, there you go. Golly.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, I've never quite been so excited for a Monday night football game.
Well?
You can already tell, can't
who
you?
Who is it?
On ESPN tonight, it's the Buffalo Bills hosting the New England Patriots.
Man, you never know, though, right? You never know.
Just find something to do after halftime, because I think by then it'll be over. Dancing with the Stars, Halloween night, 7 o'clock on ABC. The Voice is on NBC, where Mariah Carey is coming in as a key advisor as the knockout rounds begin. You also have A Very Wicked Halloween, 9 o'clock on NBC. They're kind of coming back to celebrate the 15th anniversary of Wicked with a lot of different performances out there from Ariana Grande, Pentatonix, Adam Lambert's going to be there too. And of course, you have your normal shows with Arrow, The Resident, DC's Legends of Tomorrow, Magnum P.I., 911, Bull, and The Good Doctor as well, all on TV tonight.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.